Welcome everybody. Once again, you joined by your boy DJ K Cash in the building. Special new guest as always. Rocking out. Brooklyn's in the house tonight. I got my boy Brasco in the building. What's good, brother, man?
I'm chilling. What's up with you, man?
I got my boy DJ Drastic, of course.
Oh, major, major. Untouchable, baby. Major.
I'm chilling, man. Welcome to Digging in the Crates Artist Show with your boy DJ K Cash, as always. You know, rocking out WMEC Radio, Artist Profile Edition. We got the streets in here. My boy Brasco in the building. Yeah, Brownsville representative.
You know it.
As always.
Yeah.
Still driving the cart, the Chucky Range Rover, brother?
The Range Rover, yeah, we still got that out there. We got the Range Rover, we got the CL out there, six, you know what I mean? We got a lot of things playing.
That's what's up, man. So what's been up on the music scene, my brother? Tell me what's going on with you, man.
Oh, man, we got this new record with me and Serrani that's like...
bananas.
It's going crazy, yeah. It's really crazy right now, so... You know,
and for all you people that don't know, that's Serrani from It's Serrani. My boy Brasco, he from the Brooklyn, he from the hood, so his phone book is definitely thick. We got everybody's phone numbers if we need anybody for anything. If I can't reach you, Brasco can definitely reach you. If not, Drastic got your number too. Bay Ridge representative.
Hey, look, man, we do it for Brooklyn. We don't do it just for Bay Ridge. We do it globally, internationally, you know what I mean? I do it for Earth. I do it for Mars. I do it for every planet. Major.
I see, my brother. So, Brasco, what's been going on with the music career? Last time I left the building, you were sitting pretty up there, man. You had that track with Pharrell. You had the Akon joint that I'm about to play, as everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. You know, the Akon joint, man.
What you been up to, my brother? The streets been wanting to watch it here.
Yeah, exactly. Finally got released from my captivity.
Oh, man.
But, you know, it was a good thing. You know, the marriage just didn't work. You know what I mean? But, you know, I walked away a lot of money. So, you know what I mean? That was a great thing.
At the end of the day, ching, ching.
Yeah, actually,
ching, 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 ching.
So, you know, it's so crazy that I probably walking away from the deal got more than people get for their deal.
Of course, because I remember you as a man. You was one of the only... artists that I know that was watching their own paper, no accountant.
Exactly.
You was coming to close all the deals. You gotta respect that. A lot of us black youths don't have that knowledge to know. You gotta check up on all that,
and
man.
You're one of the people that know that I came in with a label and came in with offices and came in with a staff and everything.
Exactly. So it ain't nothing new going on. They just trying to hoodwink you, man.
Exactly. So you know, it's just when a situation is so big. People get scared and they get mad. Like, why me? I got people. I got an artist. Yo, he ain't nicer than my artist. But come on, man. You put it together. Like, we go in there and that booth, I will it to happen better than most people ever could do it.
That's what's up, man. So how long you been doing this music thing? How long you been doing this? Because you came in with the office set up. I know you had to be doing it a time before.
Nah, really.
That's natural business savvy.
It's probably been like... going on like 6-7 years now, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's what's up, man. Like, putting in that work from the beginning.
Yeah, 6-7 years in the making of me. And now, you know, got off and going to a new label. And situation's looking so good, you know what I mean? Everything's looking great. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel like it's the beginning again, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So who do we look forward to you working with besides Serrani?
Serrani, because I know
you always working with the big artists.
I got Neo on the album. I got Lloyd. I got Trey Songz.
Neo, Lloyd, Trey Songz? That sounds like a big roster right there, man.
Rick Ross did something. You know?
Boss.
You know, so, but mostly, like, you know, I just took them from the R&B hooks, but most of the thing is me. You know, it was all me. Like, I ain't really... I'm trying to get people me, you know what I mean?
So you're a writer.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
a writer,
yeah, exactly.
not a biter.
No, I'm not a biter.
How that publishing deal going for you, brother?
Yo, listen. I want to say shout out to Ethiopia. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell y'all, man. I had a publishing offer on the table for like $1 million, and I didn't take it. She told me I had too much money already before with the other deal. So, you know, when I got that deal, I feel like, you know, why take it? Let's just wait. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that publishing up so it really could be worth a lot more than just $1 million. You understand?
Definitely.
And you produce as well. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually co-produced the Serrani record. Like, you
know what I mean? Oh, production credit. Ching, exactly. Ching. Ching, ching. That's where them quick checks come in.
Exactly.
You done know, man. So that bank account looking real nice right now.
Oh, man, I'm trying to get it even more. I need more. I'm still
But don't use right. TD. Don't use no TD bank.
Oh, no. Oh,
man. Drastic. Come on, brother. We don't stand behind none of these banks, man. You know they all crooks, man.
You know what it is, man. If you observe the news and you seen the television, you're going to see that everybody's paper is screwed up specifically at TD Bank, though. Atrocious. It's drastic. Atrocious.
He's crazy, man. I think he has stock in some other bank corporation, Bank of America or something. Him getting really on this right now, man.
I mean, you got him, man.
Let's get back to Brasco. What we here for, right, man? Right. What's going on, man?
I mean, I'm so hyped about the Serrani record. You know what I mean? It's called Money Train. Get on the Money Train, Brooklyn. Get on. You know what I mean? We running through a lot of places. The Money
Bananas.
Train is coming through.
The Money Train definitely coming through. So when's the mixtape out on the street also? Because you know these internet junkies need that download MP3.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, you know, I'm going to do it different, you know. I'm about to release a mixtape called The Evils, you understand? So, you know what I mean? I'm going to have like 20 joints on there for just for the internet people to go crazy. But as soon as we get the single going, I'm going to drop a lot of joints. I got like over, in my catalog right now, in my hard drive, I got like over 400 records right now.
I know, man. That in-house studio treating you real good, man.
Yeah, I got 400 records. So, you know what I mean? I got records for days. We could go. We could keep going. You know what I mean? So,
who are some of the artists that you have worked with in the past and you want to continue to work with? Or on the horizon.
Oh, man.
As far as, because I know you kind of did a lot of tracks with a lot of different artists, but I know there's certain ones you may have wanted to reach out to, but you may have not and gotten a chance to get that record with them.
Yeah, I really want to do a song with AZ. You understand? AZ from around my way.
Straight up. Yeah. Hey, shout out to AZ, Brooklyn representative, of course.
Yeah, you know.
All day.
I want to do it. Like, I think I was cut from the cloth that AZ was cut from, coming from Brooklyn, the way he came from. He was from around Brownsville somewhere. And so I was cut from that cloth. You know, keep still working with my boy Lucky Don. And, you know, work with the new guys like Mano. Or, you know what I mean, like Uncle Murder, you know.
Shout out to Mano, Uncle Murder, Brooklyn representatives, definitely.
Shout out. Work with these guys and stuff like that, and, you know, get it popping, like, you know. I'm just here to make great music, man. And if it's great music, let's work.
Let me ask you this. Who are some of your inspirations coming up over the years?
My inspirations, off the head, Big J and Mace, B.
For sure.
Big J and Mace.
For sure.
Like, those people that I looked up, I'm like, oh, man, I got to do this. You understand? And I gotta give it to, like, Raekwon and even Nas.
Shouts to Raekwon.
Nas and AZ. They were just, Nas and AZ to me, and Camp Lo. I got to say Camp Lo. Like,
shout out to Camp Lo.
Shout out to Camp Lo, too.
See, you know what I mean? And people, and
you
Run,
don't hear that
and,
often.
And Run. Because Run was Run. The first dude to be cocky and arrogant. Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? And Madison Square Garden with the runs.
There it is.
Adidas throw him off. Like, I run this house.
Yes,
so
sir.
That was the first person, like, kind of to invent the
that swag,
arrogant,
that arrogant
cocky,
swagger.
And, you know, Big Daddy Kings. You know what I mean? All that.
OG. For sure.
People,
for
like,
sure.
That's what's up, Brasco, man. Any comments you have to give these aspiring artists on getting their stuff off the recording level into the streets?
Aspiring
or
artists.
Even into the studio with an artist like yourself?
I mean, just keep going hard, man. I really feel like you should just cut the radio off and you know what I mean? And really search. Like I tell my people, you got to find your voice. And you got to find out who you want to be. What's your character playing? Mm. What you playing in this whole big melting pot? Like, who are you? And once you find out who you are, then you got to find your voice. And once you find your voice, then you put your pen to the pad or you just go in and will it to happen like some of us.
There it is.
Definitely, man. So, Brasco, on your way. I'm sorry we're going to have to wrap this interview a little short because of technical difficulties right now going on. But I'm going to definitely bring you back down to the show
to
kind of get us through. When that mixtape drop, I definitely want to invite you back down.
Oh, man.
You always get the invite from your boy K Cash in
That's
the building. You know it's all Brooklyn love, Flatbush to Brownsville,
exactly,
man. Straight
you know
up,
I mean?
Brother.
Follow me on Twitter. Do all that. BK Brasco at Twitter. You know it is what it is. Like, come follow your boy. The Brasco is the movement. Tell
definitely. MySpace page, website, anything else to plug, my brother?
MySpace, Carnegie Kings, Brasco official page. Man, just I'm everywhere, man. Like
Google the man. Google the man.
Yeah, Google me.
Google the man. Check him out.
Go on the YouTube. Support the music. Akon joint. Take out the Lloyd joint. Check out the Movado joint. And check out this new Serrani joint, the Money Train. It's crazy.
And we going to play that for you. Okay, of course.
Yeah. They asking for it.
So we going to roll out of here quick, fast with the official Digging in the Crates artist profile with your boy Brasco, Brooklyn representative in the building, DJ Drastic. Any last words, my brother?
You know what it is, baby. Coalition Bump Squad, the Grind King. I get it in a whole lot of things. You feel what I'm saying?
And Brasco, any last words, my brother?
Brooklyn, Carnegie Kings. Follow me. Brasco's the movement.
That's what's up, man. We going to wrap it up Brooklyn style. Of course, shout out to Q right there. Brooklyn Styles in the building. Digging in the Crates, artist profile. You going to hear the new Brasco featuring the Serrani. You know how we go. Money Train. If you ain't on it, get up on
it.
DJ K-Cash, DJ Drastic. Brasco, holla at your boy.
Monster.